the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. The Lakeshore will continue to bask in chilly sunshine this afternoon. Another cold night ahead of us, and more snow is over the horizon. A look at Howland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. Bob Vandevosse may be more known along the Lakeshore as a Fourth Ward Howland City Councilman, but his full-time job is as the new director of the Howard Miller Library and Community Center in neighboring Zeeland. Vandevosse is requesting from the Zeeland City Council during tonight's meeting the full allotment of $82,600 from the library's endowment fund for expansion projects.
We are soon to embark on an expansion, growing our children's area, in addition to doing the things that we have normally done with endowment funds in the past, which are e-books and express books and a digitization project for the Zeeland Record.
He is also looking for council to adopt a patron code of conduct for the library that is in keeping with other libraries' codes, but this is more of a preventative measure than addressing any current disciplinary issues at the library. More students are making college dreams come true while still in high school, according to a new report that finds the number of low-income Michigan students taking advanced placement coursework has increased eightfold over the past decade.
Trevor Packer heads up the College Board's AP program and says there is still much work to be done when it comes to reaching low-income students, but he says the results show just how much potential all kids have for learning.
While ideally they would have had great, high-quality educational experiences from infancy, it's not too late necessarily to help students who are behind in sixth grade begin to catch up and get ready for this type of rigor.
AP coursework is accepted for placement and credit at many universities for students who score well on AP exams. Those exams are free for low-income Michigan students thanks to subsidies from the College Board and the federal government. The full report is available at collegeboard.org. I'm Mona Shand reporting.
While the White House may have more pressing foreign affairs matters to deal with right now, the GOP continues hammering on the Affordable Care Act. Obamacare was the focus of the weekly Republican response over the weekend as Congresswoman Ann Wagner spoke for the party in accusing the president of breaking promises that the ACA would lower the cost of health care for most Americans. In light of the March 31st deadline for open enrollment, the pro-Obamacare group Enroll America unveiled last week the Countdown to Get Covered outreach push. Representative Bill Heising of Zeeland feels that the natural bent toward procrastination isn't the reason why, especially in his district, people are just not flocking to sign up for Obamacare.
They are struggling like crazy to get people to sign up because it's costing people more in their monthly premiums and in the real hit, which is their deductibles, what they have to pay out of pocket. And they're not getting better coverage. That's the frustration.
Last week, House Speaker John Boehner said that Republicans are pledging to introduce shortly a patient-centered alternative to the Affordable Care Act that would contain better solutions. It's Consumer Protection Weekend. The State Attorney General's Office has released its top 10 list of the most complained about services and industries.
They received over 11,000 complaints last year and sorted them by category. Aggressive debt collectors and payday lenders take the top spots. The rest of the list showed up in this order: cable and satellite TV services, retailers, the internet, personal services like dating services and gyms, used car dealers and auto repairs, gas stations, small businesses, landlord-tenant disputes, and number 10, doctors, dentists, and hospitals. I'm Jim Whelan reporting.
It's shaping up as another east side, west side political scrum in Lansing. The big four in southeast Michigan: Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan and executives L. Brooks Patterson of Oakland County, Bob Ficano of Wayne County, and Mark Hackle of Macomb County are reportedly huddling today to come up with a strategy to kill a proposed overhaul of the state's catastrophic auto insurance program, the only one in the nation that mandates unlimited coverage. It's one of the reasons why Michigan's premiums are the highest in the U.S., and the Big Four will be butting heads with leading out-state lawmakers such as House Appropriations Committee Chairman Joe Habman of Holland.
It's a method to build accountability into the system, and then the reinsurers, the people that control the catastrophic fund, can have a better way to speculate their future costs.
The GOP proposal would cap coverage at about $10 million and require a 10% premium and deduction, among other reforms. New concerns about the hazards of playing sports have surfaced after the death of an association football player from the same kind of brain damage suffered by gridiron football players.
Soccer is often the sport, the safe alternative that parents steer their children to instead of football. Doctors now fear that using the head to redirect the ball, what's called a header, may be doing permanent damage. Sports medicine Dr. James Borcher at Ohio State says it's worrisome.
Certainly concerning when we think about sport and collision to the head and what can occur, you know, in a soccer player, a football player, an ice hockey player.
U of M professor Steve Broglio says more studies are needed.
We don't know if it was heading the soccer ball or the concussions that were related to that gentleman's playing the game.
He says the benefits of playing sports still far outweigh the risks. I'm John McNeil reporting.
How long will the March magic last along the lake shore? The state high school boys basketball tournament begins with first-round district action involving 8 of the 10 schools in the Holland-Zeeland area, and perhaps the team with the best record, the best chance for making a deep run is Saugatuck. The Indians boast the best overall record at 17-3, but are coming off a one-point loss in the Southwestern Athletic Conference title game last Thursday at Waterville 8. Senior guard Mike Winowicki, the team's leading scorer, one of the top scorers along the lake shore, is aware of Saugatuck's recent history of underachieving in the state tournament.
We have high goals and stuff. I feel like we have the team to do it, but, I mean, the next big thing is doing Saugatuck has never done. Beat Muskegon Heights, win districts, win regionals, and just after that, let it take care of itself, but we got to go out every game and play hard.
That Tribe game against Muskegon Heights, along with Fenville's contest against North Muskegon, will be played at Western Michigan Christian High School, and the Indians and the Blackhawks could possibly meet in the district final there. Now, we will have at 6:40 p.m. the West Ottawa and Holland game here on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com with Greg Chandler. And the Zeeland East of Jenison contest will be there on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com at that same 6:40 p.m. time. We'd be happy to bring it for you there. Other matchups at the Holland Civic Center. Hamilton takes on Holland Christian. While at Holland Christian High, Calvary will host Freedom Christian. Black River and Zeeland West are enjoying this Monday night off. The NCAA Division III basketball tournament pairings will be announced shortly for the men, a little bit later on for the women. Hope College is assured of a women's berth as the undefeated Flying Dutch are the MIAA champions. But the Flying Dutchman, hoping that a 20-8 record and a league regular season title will be enough for them to get an at-large spot after losing the conference tournament title game this past Saturday to Calvin. And again, those men's pairings will be announced within the hour. Exhibition baseball yesterday saw the Tigers play a scoreless draw with Atlanta. The Cubs fall to Kansas City 5-3, and the White Sox beat Texas 9-6. Now this afternoon, the Tigers play St. Louis and Lakeland with coverage on 1450 WHTC at 1 p.m. with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price. The Cubs meet Milwaukee, and the White Sox battle Kansas City. In the NBA this evening, the Bulls, who won in New York yesterday 109-90, take on the Nets in Brooklyn this evening, while the Pistons will welcome the Knickerbockers to the Palace of Auburn Hills tonight. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a mostly sunny afternoon and a high of 13. Snow showers will develop late tonight, a low of 2. More snow showers possible tomorrow, high 23. Snow showers on the docket for Wednesday with a high of 28. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.